I want to take you back to that word that I gave you earlier in John chapter 14. So if you'll run with me to John chapter 14, verse 1. Very simply, if you look at the last verse of chapter 13, which is verse 38, will you really lay down your life for me? I tell you the truth, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times. If you'll notice, there's periods and all that stuff, and then number 14, so you think that it's not one, but it is one. Then Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Now, who's he talking to? He's talking to Peter. Peter has just been corrected, readjusted, and now he's telling him, do not let your hearts be troubled. Whose responsibility to stop the trouble? Our responsibility, Peter's responsibility. Did he do it?
Doesn't look that way.
Not right away. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Well, for me to trust in God was a crisis. And there was a season when I just said to him, you know what? You're asking me to trust you, and I don't know how, and I don't want to, because I've trusted you before. And everything fell in.
Amen.
So that's the moment that you have to go back to. You go back to where the failure came. Because at that time, your soul may have overruled your spirit. And that happens to many of us when we're in a crisis situation. Our soul overrules the spirit within us. And we think we're right. We become a little bit tenacious, sometimes a little bit brassy, sometimes a little bit forceful. And similar to Peter, where he says, I'll never, and fill in the blanks. But he says, trust also in me. So at that point, when the Holy Spirit was really trying to get me to change, he said, well, will you choose to trust? When you make a choice to trust, you're not running on emotions. You're making a free will decision. Your free will is not something the enemy can tamper with. And you can declare that at any point. By an act of my free will, I choose to trust. That's a choice that the darkness does not want you to make. He wants you to trust in your emotions and your feelings and the history of your past. Is the history of your past a picture of your future?
No.
Sometimes it is. Because I've been so rejected by so many people, so therefore rejection is automatic. And every man or woman in my life fails me, so therefore I am not going to trust anybody at any time. Yeah, well, I'll go in a corner if I have to. But the spirit of truth is on the job in this house. And the spirit of truth will expose the darkness. Verse 15. If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The spirit of truth. You mean he's available? Yep. Will he shake your tree?
Yep.
Will you identify with him or with your emotions? Usually my emotions come first. And they might overrule what the spirit of truth wants you to do. Verse 17 again. The spirit of truth, The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him or nor knows him. But you know him. I love this part. He's really telling them, you already know him, for he lives with you. Jesus was with the 12 for how many years? He was living with them. Yes? Okay. And the next verse, or the next level, says, and will be in you. So he's not only telling them the Holy Spirit has been and the Spirit of truth has been living with you, but your future is going to get increase. It's going to be getting better. The Spirit of truth is going to be inside of. That's what the scripture says, correct? When did you receive the Spirit of truth? When did I receive the Spirit of truth?
When we accepted him. Jesus.
Yeah, when we accepted him. And then we got baptized in the Holy
Spirit.
Yeah. What about if you just didn't bother with him? What happens if you just don't bother with him?
I don't think he bothers you.
That's exactly right. He's going to pull back.
Right.
Because he's like a dove. A dove will do what when threatened?
Fly away.
Why does he fly away?
Free will.
Huh?
Free will.
Not really. Because he knows he's not welcome. If you and I overrule by our soul consistently and we push through doing what I want, me, myself, and I rises to the surface, correct? Overruling the gentle Holy Ghost. And he just says, well, okay, you want to do it on your own? Go ahead. You don't want my truth, you want your emotions. And I'm not preaching at you. I'm preaching to myself and you. Because we all have a tendency to go it on our own. How many of you as a child were told, hey, it's time you get your act together, tie your own shoes.
Amen.
Brush your own teeth. Come on, get with it. Comb your hair. Has that so instilled in you that you can do, which is not a bad thing for a child to learn. But if we had been told that we had the Spirit of truth available, maybe, just maybe, it could have been different. Okay? What am I saying to you? The Spirit of truth is inside of us. The Spirit of truth will reveal. He'll expose. He'll show you what's going to happen just before it happens. He's going to tell you you're getting a ride. And no, it's not the bus. And will you trust me? And yes, you will have a church that will listen to the words of these that have been prepared by God. It's the ark. Verse 18. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you before long. The world will not see me anymore. But you will see me. Oh, well, I don't know. Jesus doesn't appear to people today. Maybe it's because people are not interested. The world is not interested, but are the churches interested? Some yes, and some no. Don't interfere with my plan because I've got a schedule. Our service starts at 10 and we close at 4:15 because there's going to be too much complaining next week. Because we've only got 3/4 of an hour to give to Jesus. I live that life.
Amen.
And I'm not trying to be critical of where they're at. I'm just trying to show you that the Holy Ghost is sitting outside waiting. My God, one of these days they're going to need me. That eagle in the church is the Lord. And he's about to cry out a word that will shatter the schedule of men. And that includes the men in the cloth and the men in the churches. Got it? You will see me because I live. You also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father and you are in me. What's that day?
Yeah.
Pentecost. That was the beginning. He was talking to them about Pentecost. He's talking to us about what? Now, the new day that's coming. The day of the Lord. The day of revelation. Amen? Notice again. Now he says, you are in me and I am in you. We are one. Right, Mary? Whoever, verse 21, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. So how do you show your love? Obedience. How does Jesus know you really love him?
Obey him.
Obey. It sounds so simple, yet it's so complicated because we say, oh, well, you know what? I've got this plan and I need to carry this out and I'm going to just, and I'm. Close your eyes, you've had enough. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
Inside of your heart,
inside of your heart
is the awesomeness of our Father.
Is the awesomeness of our Father.
The reality of our Savior.
The reality of our Savior.
The Spirit of Truth.
Spirit of Truth.
Resident inside of me.
Resident
to awaken me.
To awaken me.
To the next level.
To the next level.
That He has prepared for me.
That He has prepared for me.
Not just in this church,
but wherever I am.
To minister to life to those that are broken.
To minister
healing to those that are sick.
To
encourage the broken.
And not to be
deceived.
By my own plan.
Give me the grace I need, Lord.
Give me the grace I need, Lord.
To carry the ball to the finish line.
Carry the ball to the finish line.
For your glory. Amen?
Amen.
And amen. Happy Mother's Day. Blessings to each and every one of you.
Amen.
And God willing, we will enjoy a nice snack next week.
Amen.
Amen. And so ask the Lord what He wants you to do. And we'll do our best to obey. Amen. Do our best to obey, amen. Do our best to obey, amen. Do our best to obey, amen. Do our best.